Alec McDonald, you're very welcome to Highland Radio Sunday Sport, Alec. And well, first of all, we're going to go straight to Championship 3 and another victory for Letterkenny. They're up to second in that Championship 3. Victory by 24 points to 12 against Hollywood yesterday. Good performance by the Cathedral Town men.
They're certainly on a bit of a roll at the moment, I would think. I can't remember exactly, but they're, you know, they've certainly gone up that table. From that narrow defeat against Strabane, the Gordon West Cup, they've obviously concentrated now on the league. And, you know, let's face it, if they finish in second position, they'll get into a playoff that might actually get them in the Rugby Championship too, which I'm sure they would be absolutely delighted for. But there's a long way to go yet, of course, in that one. But, you know, that's something to aim for. The runners-up. The runners-up of that league, they would play, I think it's second bottom of the league above. So there's an opportunity, you know, to get promotion even though you finish second. But, you know, I think they'll be concentrating now on building because, I mean, as I say, that was a very good result yesterday against Hollywood, who are no mean side and who are an awkward side. But home advantage seems to have really played into the hands of Letterkenny this year, and they've taken advantage of nearly every occasion.
Also a good victory for Strabane away yesterday to Belfast High School. They recorded a 20 points to 12 victory there, Alec.
Yeah, 24-12 in that one for Strabane. And you're right, 20 points to 12 against Belfast High School. That's an awkward place to go. And certainly they'll be delighted that against Belfast High School, because they're always a hard side, and especially at home, you don't get anything easy. And again, they will be delighted about that. They're out of the Gordon West Cup, obviously, haven't been beaten in the next round of that one. So again, they'll be throwing all their eggs into the basket of trying to see how well they can do in Rugby Championship 3.
Turn our attention to All-Ireland League 2C yesterday. Derry City recorded their seventh defeat yesterday against Enniscorthy. It finished 27-19. But OMA won for the fifth time in a row. They defeated Bangor 29-25. A good victory there for OMA at home yesterday, Alec.
Yeah, it was a great game. Conditions were well nigh perfect. Very little wind. And, you know, it was dry and a big crowd. And certainly it was an excellent game, 29-25. It was in the balance, really, until the last couple of minutes whenever OMA's defence held solid and kept the Seasiders out. But they outscored their visitors by 5-3, so I think that's an excellent result. It was a strange game. OMA scored very quickly, and then with about 8 minutes to half-time, Bangor had scored twice and were leading 17-5. And you'd have to say at that stage, you know, OMA had to get at least some points, but they did. They got two tries, and they ended up all square 17-all going into the break. The 7 minutes after half-time, it was, I don't know how you would describe it, but I mean, the defence of OMA was absolutely fantastic. OMA battered their line, forwards picking, trying to get over and over and over, and eventually they decided to put the ball out wide, and the pass was intercepted by Scott Barr, the OMA centre, and he raced virtually 85 metres to score at the far end, and that really lifted OMA, and I'm sure disappointed Bangor with having so much possession. But then they scored again. Bangor came back, and it was nip and tuck, and eventually when the whistle went, OMA were delighted. They got 5 points from that game, of course, scoring those five tries, and they now find themselves in fourth place in that league and in a playoff position. And with some of the results games to come, they'll be pretty confident about that. But an excellent result, and the Bangor team will have been disappointed, but their next game is in 3 weeks' time when they play City of Derry at Judges Road, and that's going to be a very, very difficult game for Derry, who will have to win that one after the defeat in Enniscorthy yesterday by 19. I know it was 27-12, so they must have scored a late try, but unfortunately, you know, they only lost by eight points, but that didn't get them even a losing bonus point. They now find themselves second bottom in that league, and I was looking at the points differential. They're slightly better than the two teams above them who haven't got many more points, but it's going to be a long season. Because of the internationals as well, it's not as if there's games every week. You know, the next game now is the 15th of February. That's after both the Scotland and Wales game are played. So, you know, it's disruptive in that one. And then they have, I think there's three games in a row, and then there's another break for the internationals. And if you're going well and doing well, you're very happy about it. But if you're losing games, Porrick, you just can't wait to get the next game. And that's the frustration can creep in. But Derry have a lot of work to do now in the last games that are left in this league. But, I mean, you know, never say never. I mean, they have come away with some very good results already this season, but yesterday would have been disappointed.
And Alec, now turn our attention to the international, the start of the Six Nations next weekend, and well, it's the start of Andy Farrell's tenure as Ireland manager. Looking forward to that one, Alec, against Scotland.
Looking forward to it greatly, and as I say, there was a few, pardon me, question marks about the squad, but obviously, Brian O'Driscoll didn't do, as I said last week, Stuart McCluskey any harm, saying he thought he should be in. McCluskey was away in the warm weather training there with them, with the team. I don't think he'll be, certainly not be starting. It just depends, maybe if they haven't pressed greatly over there and there's a wee doubt about anybody else's injuries, he might find himself on the bench. But interesting to see that Andy Farrell's breaking with tradition. Joe Smith always tended to announce his team at the last minute, Thursday and Fridays, you know, where Warren Gatland used to name his team early. But I see Andy Farrell is going to be naming his team on Tuesday at 12 o'clock. So there'll be a lot of chat between Tuesday and next Saturday before the kickoff at the Aviva. I was reading some of the papers today, and it's interesting. Will he pick Cooney? I think he'll go with Murray and Sexton if Sexton's fit. I just think Cooney will be on the bench, yes. But his time will come very quickly. Certainly get on. I noticed that some of the Dublin scribes were saying that he could very well pick a Leinster side and they would do well, but I don't think that's a serious thing. But nevertheless, I mean, you know, Jacob Stockdale, who's been the star for the last couple of weeks, he's under a wee bit of pressure. They're saying he's not playing that well, but, you know, you have to take his performances at international level, what he can do. Maybe the other one, which was sadly for me, because I'm a great fan of his, Peter O'Mahony. The fact that Sexton was made captain said to me Peter O'Mahony might not be on the team because, you know, Sexton has no experience as a captain, whereas O'Mahony is captain at Munster in Europe. He's captained Ireland whenever Rory Best wasn't available, and he's also captain of the Lions, you know, so he has a wealth of experience. But obviously, Farrell has gone for Sexton, who I honestly don't believe is a good captain because he's too volatile. He gets too involved, and he at times he talks to referees, which don't help you. And I think it's one of those things that they'd have to see. But having said that, I mean, you know, I find it strange that a guy who has hardly played in the last 3 months, only started training 7 days before an international, is going on the pitch. Farrell obviously is going to take a big chance, but let's face it, in the first half of that game against Scotland, Sexton, if he gets another bang, I think that could be the end of his career, and then he has to start rebuilding. But if he's fit, and Farrell thinks he's fit, Sexton's the man to lead Ireland, there's no doubt about it, because on his day, he's a world-class player, but we haven't seen that for the last 2 years, unfortunately. But no doubt, Porrick, there'll be more. The papers will be full of it on Wednesday morning, everybody knowing what they think should happen, but let's face it, at the end of the day, Andy Farrell, the decision he makes is what the team will run out on the pitch next Saturday.
Definitely will be, Alec, and we will look forward to that one. As ever, thanks very much for joining us here on Highland Radio Sunday Sport.